Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Let's worship the Lord. I love you, Lord. Sing it. Lift up your two hands. Worship the Lord. All my days I've been held in your hand. Close your eyes and worship the Lord. The moment that I wake up
until I lay my head,
I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. Tell him, I love you, Lord. Close your eyes. Worship the Lord.
For your mercy never fails me.
All my days I'll be held in your hands.
I'll be held in your hands.
From the moment that you wake up.
From the moment that I wake up.
Until you go to lay your head. What are you going to do? You will sing of the goodness of the Lord. Close your eyes and worship it. That I am a. What are you going to do? You will sing of the goodness. Now tell him that I love your voice. You have led me to the fire.
You have led me to the fire.
In the darkness night. He's close like no other.
Oh, I know you as a father.
I know you as a friend.
I know you as a friend. And I am the goodness.
Listen that part again. I love your voice.
I love your voice.
That voice has led you and I through the fire.
I know you as a friend.
I know you as a friend.
And I am of the goodness.
All my life you have been faithful, God.
All my life you have been faithful.
Ino Siva, Ibo Sakaya. Iva, Ibo Sakaya. Bele, Masa, Faro, Kosaka. Lia, Papa, Kappa, Lia. Lilo, Shike, Bala, Balataka. Ino, Shaba, Laka, Bala, Labadaha.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness.
Now your goodness is running after me.
Father, here we are once again in your presence. Your word said that in your presence There is fullness of joy and pleasures at your right hand. Today we pray that even as we've gathered here, may we enjoy the joy that your presence comes with. And let every pleasure that you have for your people be released upon them today. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen.
I come against any familiar spirit that will prevent the word of God to flow. I declare in the name of Jesus that may they be kept at bay in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I hide myself behind the cross of Jesus this morning, and I pray that it will not be about me, but it is about Jesus. We thank you for what you've done today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for today and the privilege given to us to be in his presence. Our pastor, our shepherd, is not in our midst today. He is currently out of town. And he asked that I step in and preach. And I want to thank God for the life of my pastor. On Wednesday, yes, I was saying that many senior pastors don't travel. Because they are afraid to leave their pulpit to somebody. But this is a father who can travel and leave the pulpit for us to preach. Let's put our hands together for him. He extends his regards to all of us, and he will be here with us soon. The sound, try and work on it, Pastor Chris. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And anytime that I'm coming to preach, he will say, James, flow.
James, kasa.
He doesn't say, preach this or preach that.
He
said, flow.
Kasa.
And I appreciate God for that. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Let's appreciate Jesus. We thank God for the life of our first lady, Mama Dorothy. She's a blessing to us. Especially to me. Hallelujah. Mama Dorothy has been a blessing to my life and that of my wife. She has shown me what love is. And many times she's encouraged me. You know, sometimes I feel so discouraged. But she will call me and encourage me. One day some people said they were not happy with me. And I was so discouraged. I remember when she called me in a hall. She encouraged me. She told me to keep on doing what I'm doing. I should forge ahead. And that alone gave me a certain strength to do what I'm doing. My daughter, thank you. Thank you for taking me as a son. Hallelujah. I thank God for the life of my special wife.
Yeah.
Why am I using special? Why are you special? She's my special wife. Yes. Can't I use special? She's my special wife. My wife is a blessing to me. She gives me the room to do ministry. Yeah, she allows me to pray. She doesn't worry me. She allows me to wait on God. She doesn't worry me. She doesn't ask me, who is calling? Whom are you talking to? Hey! Because some people, when you receive a call, no, Charlie, who is calling you? No interference. She gives me the room. Yesterday I was just thinking about that.
And
I felt that I have a good wife.
Yeah.
And I pray that you will not change, okay? Don't change, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I thank God for all the pastors here. Permission to share the word of God. I can carry on?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. And I thank God for all the wonderful people here listening to me.
Put your hands together for yourself.
I can see my friends, my uncles, my aunties, they are all here waiting to hear the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is going to be a very wonderful day for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to declare to you that in the second half of the year 2024, you will change levels. I said, I declare upon your life today,
Jesus,
that in the second half of the year 2024, you will change levels.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, our pastor stood here 3 weeks ago, and he preached a very wonderful message to us. He declared to us that in the second half of the year 2024, we are going to change levels. He declared to us that we are going to move from faith to faith. We are going to move from strength to strength. And we are going to move from glory to glory. And I need you to believe in this word and trust God that in the year 2024, as I enter into the second half of the year, by the prophetic word declared upon us by our pastor, we are going to move from faith to faith. We are going to move from strength to strength. And we are going to move from glory to glory. I see somebody moving from faith to faith. I see somebody moving from glory to glory. And I see somebody moving from strength to strength. Now you need to come to a point in life where you don't joke with the word of God. And I need you to have belief in this word spoken to us. Especially last Sunday, those prophetic words that pastor spoke over our lives, you need to believe in it. And ladies and gentlemen, most of the time we come into the presence of God and it's like our lives are still the same. We don't benefit from the word of God. It is not because the word of God doesn't want to profit us, but it is because of certain attitude that we approach the word of God with. My Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, it said the gospel was preached unto us as well as unto them, but the word prophet did not, the word pray did not profit them because they didn't miss it with faith. Now when you read this scripture, you can see two categories of people. We have the us, U.S., and we have the them, T-H-E-M. And Bible said the same way was preached to these two group of people. The us received the gospel and the them also received the gospel. But there is something that happened to the us that didn't happen to the them. Bible said the word preached was a blessing to the us. It means that the us received the gospel with a certain faith. The reason why the them did not profit from the gospel is because they didn't miss the gospel with faith. This morning I pray for you that you will be part of the us, that you will not be the part of the dumb. The us, when they hear the gospel, Bible said they miss it with faith. And I need you to miss this word spoken over our lives, that in the second half of the year 2024, you are moving from glory to glory.
Amen.
Oh, I need some people who belong to the group that I call the answer. You are moving from glory to glory. I said you are moving from glory to glory. You are moving from faith to faith.
Amen.
And you are moving from strength to strength.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. The us and the them sat
under the same anointing. They heard the same gospel. They heard that they will move from glory to glory. They heard that they will move from strength to strength. They heard that they will move from faith to faith. But Bible said the damned didn't profit from it. The damned didn't profit from the prophecies because they didn't miss the word with faith. But I know that somebody is not part of the damned this morning. You are part of the us. And I want to re-echo the prophetic word upon your life that in the second half of the year 2024, you are moving from glory to glory.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, I am moving from glory to glory. Oh, you didn't say it like you meant it. Say, I am moving from glory to glory. I am moving from strength to strength. I am moving from faith to faith in the name of Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that for us to move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and from strength to strength, many things are going to work together to put us on that level. And today, I want to share on one of the most important things that is going to help you and I to move in these prophetic words. I want to preach on the anointing. You didn't put your hands together for Jesus. I want to preach on the anointing. I want to preach on the anointing. I want to preach on the anointing. And today the title of my message is Desire for the Anointing as You Change Levels. Desire for the anointing as you change level. My brother and my sister, I want you to understand that for you to change level in this life, you need the anointing. Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. And without the anointing, it will be very, very difficult for you and I to change levels. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Bible says on the last day, the burdens will be taken from thy shoulder. Ladies and gentlemen, from us to move from glory to glory, from strength to strength, and to walk in that prophetic destiny, you all agree with me that there are certain burdens that are on us, weighing us down. Certain burdens that are weighing us down, and we cannot run and walk into our prophetic destiny. So he said, it shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be taken off from his shoulder. Today, I prophesy over somebody that any burden that is upon you, that is making you not to run into your glory, that is making you not to step into your glory,
yes,
by the power of the anointing,
Jesus,
we declare that they are broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, his yoke off thy neck. Some of us, there are certain yokes holding us, and they are making it very complicated for us to be able to move into our blessings, to be able to move into our glory, to be able to move into our faith. The more we try to move, the more they bring us down. The more we try to progress, the more they bring us down. The more we try for things to work for us, the more they bring us down. But today, but today, a prophetic declaration is made unto your life that anything that is holding you down and cannot make you to run and step into your blessing, I declare over your life that they are broken. Start with me, they are broken. Can I preach? And he said that his yoke of thy neck. and his yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I don't know whether you've seen that. You see, there are certain yokes that are holding us down, that even as we need to progress into our prophetic destiny, there are certain things holding us down. There are certain things holding us down, but by the anointing of God, they will be destroyed. I said, by the anointing of God, they will be destroyed. Anything that is holding you, anything that is holding your business, anything that is holding your marriage, anything that is holding your progress, anything that is holding your education, and you cannot step into your prophetic destiny, and you cannot run into your prophetic destiny, I declare by the anointing, they are destroyed. I declare by the anointing, they are destroyed. I declare by the anointing, they are destroyed.
Amen. He said the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Some of us, we need to step into our prophetic destiny. We need to step into our prophetic destiny. Certain things are holding us down. That is why the anointing is so essential in your life. That as you are striving to move from glory to glory and move into your prophetic destiny, you cannot do without the anointing. Now, what is the anointing? The anointing, I would say, it is the power of God that helps an individual to step into his prophetic destiny. The anointing is the power of God that helps an individual to step into his or her prophetic destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been made so clear and so vivid that in the second half of the year, we have to step into a certain prophetic destiny. We have to move from glory to glory and from strength to strength. Things have to work for us. That is why you need the anointing that will help you to walk into that prophetic destiny. See, Pastor spoke prophetic words over us. And I need you to believe it. The word of God carries power. Never joke with whatever. That the second half of the year, from July to December, things that you are not able to see in the first half, it declared upon our lives that we will see it in the second half.
Amen.
And I need you to believe it. That is why you need the anointing. The anointing will push you so that you can step into your prophetic destiny. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, most of the time when we talk about the anointing, we think the anointing is just for pastors. The anointing is just for church workers. The anointing is just for people who are doing their best for God. But I want you to understand that, Mr. Businessman, as you are born again, one of the things that you have to desire for is the anointing of God. Madam Businesswoman, as you are born again, one of the things that you have to desire for is the anointing of God. Madam Student, Mr. Student, as you are in school, one of the things that will make the difference in your life, it is the anointing of God. Many people are doing the same business. The only thing that can make yours to be of a certain level, it is the anointing. Because others go to places to take things to make their things work. But Bible says that we will not trust in chariots, we will not trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. And as you trust in the name of the Lord for that business, I declare over your life that there is an anointing that is falling upon you. The power of God is resting upon you. The power of God is resting upon you.
Amen.
That divine force that will push you into your prophetic destiny. Madam Wife, The anointing is for you. You need an anointing in that marriage. Mr. Husband, the anointing is for you. You need an anointing in that marriage. Mr. Driver, the anointing is for you. You need an anointing in that as you are driving. Mr. Mason, the anointing is for you. You need an anointing as you are doing the work.
Madam Ketra, the anointing is for you.
Never think that the anointing is just for the pastor. Give me First John chapter 2, verse 20. Thank you, Holy Spirit. First John chapter 2, verse 20. It says that, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. You have an unction from the Holy One. Child of God, if you can hear my voice today, and you are born again, the Holy Spirit is in you. Bible says, you have an unction from the Holy One. It means that you have an anointing from the Holy One. And Bible says that anointing will help you to know all things. I declare upon your life that by the power of the anointing, certain secret things will be revealed to you. Certain secret things will be revealed to you about your business. New ideas are coming. New ideas are coming about your education.
Jesus.
There is a student here. An anointing is coming upon you.
Amen.
And there is a shift in your GPA.
Amen.
I said there is a shift in your GPA.
Amen.
There is a shift in your GPA.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So the anointing is for everybody. Every born again Christian must strive to be anointed. Go to verse 27 of the same scripture, 1 John chapter 2. He said, but the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you. I said, the anointing which you have received since you became born again, that anointing abided in you. And he said, you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teach you all things. Somebody, there is an anointing that is teaching you all things. There is an anointing that is teaching you all things. There is an anointing that is teaching you all things. In the name of Jesus, all things about your children, all things about your relatives, all things about those who love you and those who don't love you, all things about your business, there is an anointing that will teach you. So as we are striving to see the best of life in the second half of the year, we need to have it in mind that we cannot do without the oil. We cannot do without the anointing. So you need to desire anything that you need to be anointed. You need to go for it. Desire for the anointing as you change level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you see that scripture?
Amen.
It said, but the anointing which you have received of him abided in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But the same anointing teaches you all things. As is true. And it's no lie. And he said, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. The oil is so important. Church, I said the oil is so important. Child of God, the oil is so important. The other day, I was trying to open a padlock. And I put the key into the padlock. And the key was not able to open the padlock. And I knew very well that the key, that is the padlock's key, I was trying to force it, but it was not opening. I was trying to do everything, it was not opening. Along the line, the key got stuck into the padlock. There was a friend who said to me, he said, James, I need you to pour some oil into this padlock. You know, at the first sight, it didn't make sense to me, but I went ahead, I took some oil and I poured it into the padlock. I waited for 5 minutes when I went and I thanked
the key, the padlock opened, and the key came out. I said, you need oil. Certain things in your life that are stuck, they are not moving. You are trying your possible best. The more you try, the more they are not moving. They become so difficult. You need an oil that will break that yoke. You need an oil that will open that padlock. Like the way I was struggling to open the padlock, and somebody said, I need to put an oil in for it. The same way you and I need oil in our Christian journey, that as we are moving in this life, you need an oil into that marriage. Maybe the reason why that marriage is not working is because there is not a certain anointing that is making things to work for you. Maybe the reason why that work is not working is because you lack certain anointing. But today, I stand under grace by a prophetic declaration over your life. I declare that by the anointing, let everything that is stuck move away.
Amen.
Let everything that is stuck be open.
Amen.
Be open.
Amen.
Be open. Stand with me. Be open. Be open.
Be open. Be open.
Be open.
Be open.
Be open. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anufara katusa talama kapara. I feel like preaching. I'm not yet preaching. I feel like preaching. Can I preach?
Ane.
No, I'm not yet preaching. Now that I feel like preaching, can I preach?
Ane.
I was struggling with a padlock.
Oh, preach so baby, credo no.
The key got stuck into it.
I feel safone kwa kemu.
The main reason why I wanted to open that padlock
is
because I needed to enter into a room. There is somebody here.
You
need to enter into a room, but it's like you cannot enter. The more you try to enter, the more things are blocked. The more you try to enter, the more things are blocked. By today, by a prophetic declaration with the anointing, let the doors be open. Let the doors be open. Let the doors be open. You see, the door will give you room to your blessings. Some of us, the door is locked. We are struggling. We are doing everything possible to open it. But it's not working. By the oil. I said, by the oil. By the oil. We declare that let that door be open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, we cannot come to church and those prophetic words will come or we proclaim over our lives and our lives will still remain the same. One of the prophecies that Pastor gave last Sunday, he says that some of us, our problem will be that we don't have space for our business. When I heard that in my spirit, I said, my God, my God, my God, my God, you need an oil that will push you, that business, you will not have room to even have your customers. The anointing is very important to every Christian. Mothers, the anointing, we need it. Fathers, we need the anointing to raise the children. Student, we need the anointing to study. Businessman, businesswoman, you need the anointing to progress in life. Never talk with the anointing of God. I was reading my Bible in Matthew 25.
The
Bible spoke about the 10 virgins.
Matthew 25.
He said, afterwards came also the Matthew 25, verse 1. You need to be anointed to pray the thing. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So there are 10 virgins here who took their lamps, and they have a purpose, and the purpose is to meet the bridegroom. Verse 2. Then 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Now when I got here, I was like, where would the Bible use these descriptions for these people. The five of them were wise. Then when I read the other side, I said, ah, why would the Bible say foolish power?
It's
so strong. How can you say foolish? Foolish man. If you're an elder and your father wants to insult this, foolish man. And said, five were wise. And five were foolish. Ladies and gentlemen, why is it that five people were wise and five were foolish? What happened? Let's look at verse 3. He said that they that were foolish took their lamp. They took their lamp. They received the prophecies. They received them. They believe that in the second half of the year, they are going to move from glory to glory. They are going to move from, they are believing God for all those things. But look at what he said, and they took no oil. They took no oil with them. The oil that they didn't take as they are preparing to meet the bridegroom. The oil that they didn't have as they were preparing to meet their bridegroom. You see, meeting the bridegroom refers to meeting a blessing. Because they are waiting for it. You are waiting for the blessing. Maybe some of you, your bridegroom is that visa. You are waiting. Some of you, your bridegroom is that man. You are waiting. Some of you, your bridegroom is that woman. You are waiting. Some of you, your bridegroom is that job. You are waiting. But Bible says, as they waited, they didn't take oil with them. They didn't take oil with them. And because they didn't take oil with them, the scripture says they were foolish. Now go ahead and let's read it. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamp. I need some Christian here who say that we want to be wise, that we will take some oil. As we are doing that business, we will take some oil. As we are doing that business, we will take some oil. We will desire for the oil. You need the oil. They were foolish because they didn't carry oil. They were foolish because they didn't carry oil. May you not be foolish. Strive for the oil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said strive for the oil. The other day, I sat in a lecture hall at the University of Ghana. I could remember in the N2 hall, and a lecturer walked into the classroom. He was coming to teach us under modern Western political thought. And we were learning political science. When he came, he was teaching us under the modern Western political thought. And he started mentioning political scientists who gave their views under the modern Western political thought. He spoke about Jean-Jacques Rousseau. He spoke about Alexander Darwin. He spoke about our own very friend, Marcus Mosiah
Garvey.
But when he was lecturing, he mentioned one guy called Karl Marx. Now, when he was talking about Karl Marx, he said something. Now, all these political philosophers were talking about the society. But Karl Marx said something very interesting. That when my professor said, I began to say, my God, help me. He said, I was in the lecture room, I said, God, help me. He said, according to Karl Marx, who is a German political philosopher, he said, Karl Marx said, the society is divided into two major groups. According to Karl Marx, if you go to any society, you are going to see two major groups of people. Then Karl Marx said the first group of people are what he referred to as the bourgeoisies. The bourgeoisies. He said the bourgeoisies are the rich in the society. He said the bourgeoisies are the one who owns the factories. He said the bourgeoisies are the one who command a certain respect. He said any society that you go into, you will see a group called the bourgeoisies. And I was nodding my head. I said, okay. I'm waiting for the second one. Then my professor Jampo. Jampo said the second one was what we call the proletariat. He said the proletarians are a group of people that they are in the society. They are so poor. He said the only thing that the proletarians have to offer to the society is their labor. And he said that even when they offer their labor, they offer it at a very cheap price. And he said that the bourgeoisie use the proletariat. They use their labor and they make themselves more richer.
They
were teaching us on politics. How we can become good politicians. And it says that politicians always want to make themselves as the bourgeoisies. And they have the proletariat. They will use them and enrich themselves. Then now he went ahead to give us steps how somebody can be a bourgeoisie in his political career. But as he was teaching about politics, and I sat in my chair, I was not thinking about politics. I was thinking that what can make one to become a bourgeoisie instead of a proletariat. I was thinking that so somebody who is not in the political field, what can the person do to become a bourgeoisie? And according to Karl Marx, the bourgeoisie, they put measures in place, that the proletariat can never get to them.
It's something
that they can never get to them. And he says the bourgeoisie are class of itself. But the proletariat, he said they don't have anything to offer apart from their labor. When I say labor, they work hard. And you pay them no kofio. As I was seated, the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, James, you need to understand that for you to move from that class of the proletariat to become a bourgeoisie, it's not about what they are saying, but it is about the anointing. I said it is about the anointing. You need an anointing that will take you from the class of the proletariat to become a bourgeoisie. And in this second half of the year, as our pastor proclaimed the blessings upon us, he wants us to move from a certain level to another level. He wants us to move from one and go to two. He doesn't want us to move from two and come back to one. I declare over somebody that anything that is making you to be low, you are working so hard, but things are not working for you. You are trying, but things are not working for you. But the anointing, you are moving from a class of low to a class of high in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and bless him. There are three people here. God is taking you from a class of the proletariat to a class of the bourgeoisies. So there are three people here. Let's watch them. Shepherd's Fold, let's watch them. We will hear of their name. We will see them on the television. We will hear them on the radio. People will look up to them. People will talk up to them. Maybe for now, you are too low that you cannot understand what I'm saying. But I want you to understand. But it's not by might, not by my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Three people here. Jesus. Three people here.
Jesus.
As I'm talking, you can feel it.
Jesus.
It's like a fire within you.
Jesus.
It's burning.
Jesus.
And that fire that is burning,
Jesus,
is making you,
Jesus,
to move from a class,
Jesus,
of the proletariat to the class,
Amen,
of the bourgeoisies. I said you are moving from that low level to a higher level. You are moving from that low level to a higher level. I said you are moving from that low level to a higher level. We will have them in this church. Write it down for me. I said three people. I saw it. Three people. Three people. Two ladies and a gentleman. We are going to hear of them. And when we hear of them, we will be proud of them and say that they are in our church. They are in our church. Shepherd's Fold Restoration Family. Three people. Three people. Three people. Three people. Three people. From a class of the proletariat to the class of the bourgeois. Give me oil in my lamp. May my light never be dim. Keep me burning, keep me burning until the coming of the King. Give me oil in my land. You need oil. May my life never be dim. Keep me burning, keep me burning,
keep me burning
until the coming of the King. Help me to sing the song. Give me oil.
Give me oil in my land.
There is oil.
Make my life never be dim.
May my life never be dim.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
Ay, 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 ay.
Till the coming of the King. Give me oil in my land.
There is oil that is coming.
Make my life
oil
never be
from
deep.
A state of the proletariat.
Keep me burning, keep me
to become a bourgeoisie.
Until the coming of the King.
Oh. Oil is coming upon your head. Receiving oil.
Make my life never be
dim.
Keep me burning,
keep me burning until the coming of the King.
Till the coming of the King.
Give me oil, Lord.
Give me oil in my land. Make my life never be dim. Keep me burning, keep me burning till the coming of the King.
Aye, 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 aye.
Give me oil in my land.
Receive oil.
Make my
in the second half of the year, may your life
keep
never
be
dim. Receive oil, hey!
To the coming of the King.
Shandara bakiri ya tarada. Yetele moshita ya ta. Ayese tele ba ya ta. Receive oil. It's coming upon you. This year, you will see the glory of God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ay, 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 ay. There is a verse that you have to sing for me. Yeah, my kapa da da bahada. Ino sita ni da 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 da. I want to beg for you. You will beg for the law, and the devil will never come closer to you.
I want to beg for you. I want to beg for you.
I want to beg. It's over there by your tata.
I
am a kapada. You are begging, and the devil will not prevent you. Lese kapada da da baha. Lika sute da 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 da. Lift up your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, let me pray for you.
Keep
keep me burning, keep me burning.
Oh, I said,
to the coming of the King.
Ay, 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 ay.
There's a part of the song. There's a part.
That's it. I want to be ready when you come. Sing it for me. Kabanda lemo sata yata. Lelebo sata. I want to be ready when you come. I want to hear you say, well done. Keep me burning. Keep me burning. Keep me burning. Until the coming of the King.
Until the coming of the King.
I want to be ready when you come.
I wanna hear you say, "Water, keep me burning, keep me burning." Till the coming of the King.
I wanna be ready when you come.
Wanna be ready when you come. I wanna hear you say, "Water,
keep me burning, Lord."
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
Until the coming of the King.
Until the coming of the King.
I wanna be ready when you come.
I
wanna hear you say, "Welcome." Keep me burning, keep me burning until the coming. I wanna be ready when you come.
I wanna be ready when you come. I wanna hear you say, "Welcome." Keep me burning, keep me burning. To the coming of the King.
Give me all your human land.
Let it be a prayer now.
May my eyes never be dim. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Until the coming of the King.
Tell him to give you oil.
Give me oil.
You need oil for that business. You need oil to break through. May your light never be dim.
Keep me burning,
burning,
keep me burning,
burning
until the
coming
of the King.
Sing it again. Give me oil in my lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp. May my light never be dim.
Receive
keep me
oil.
Burning, keep me burning.
As a mason, receive oil.
Until the coming of
as a businesswoman, receive oil.
As a businessman, receive
oil.
As a student, receive oil.
May my life
as a child, receive oil. Receive oil. Receive
keep
oil.
Burning,
be on your
burning.
Feet and pray. Be on your feet and pray. I said, God, I need oil. God, I need oil.
Give me oil in my life.
Bend like never before. Bend like never before.
Keep me burning, keep me
receive oil until the coming. I wanna be ready when you come.
I wanna be ready when you come.
I wanna hear you say what.
I wanna hear you say what.
Keep me burning, Lord.
Keep me burning. Keep me
super delicate. Until the coming
of the King.
I wanna be ready, Lord.
I wanna be ready when you come.
I wanna hear.
I wanna hear you say what.
Yeah.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
You'll be ready for that glorious moment. You'll be ready for your blessing. You'll
be
ready to change the level. Because there is oil that is upon you now. There is oil.
Keep
that is
me burning, keep me burning, hey, until the coming of the King.
Why solo? Why solo? That guy here, why is he? Give me all your animal. Sing it. Why solo?
Make my life never be.
Give me all your, give me all your. Hey. Give me oil.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
Hey, until the coming of the King.
Give me oil.
Give me oil in my land. May my life never be dead. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Until the coming of the King. Give me oil in my land. May my life never be dead. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Until the coming of the King.
Give me oil in my land.
May my life never be dead. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Until the coming of the King.
Give me oil in my land.
Make my life never be dead. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Until the coming of the King.
Give me oil.
Lift up
in
your
my
voice and pray. Lift up your two hands. There is an anointing here. Lift up your two hands.
Keep me.
Pray the Holy Spirit. Ay, 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 ay. Give me oil.
Give me oil in my land. Make my life never be dead.
Keep me burning.
Keep me burning. Keep me burning.
Until the coming.
Now, I want to pray for. If you are a mason, come, let me pray for you. There is an anointing for masons.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
If you are a mason,
until the coming of the King.
Ashes, help me. Keep me burning, keep me burning. Ay, 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 ay. Can you see that anointing? Ay, 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 ay.
Hey, the coming of the King.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
Keep me burning.
There is a fresh oil.
Until the coming.
You will not build people's house and not build yours. That is the word that I've heard from Mason. You will not build people's house and not build yours. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I want to be ready when you come. I want to hear you say what. Ben, you will not build people's house without building yours.
Keep me burning.
Are you missing?
Until the coming of the King.
Now, thank God for today.
Ready when you come. I want to hear you say what.
I want to hear you say what.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
Until the coming of the King.
Until the coming of the King.
Father, we bless you today.
Jesus.
We give you glory.
Jesus.
We give you honor. Yes. Keep us burning.
Amen.
Give us oil. Oil in our land.
Jesus.
May we pan for you.
Amen.
May we walk in our divine destiny.
Jesus.
That as this second half of the year has been declared to us, that we are moving from glory to glory, from strength to strength, and from faith to faith.
Jesus.
Father, I pray that by the presence of the oil, may we run like never before.
Amen.
May we run like never before.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together
for
Jesus. If you have every head bow and every eye closed, the time is gone. You are not born again. You
want
to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. You see, for you to benefit from the oil, you must first of all need to be born again. Thank you, Jesus. If you are watching us online, you can lift up your right hand wherever you are. Let's pray this prayer together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for my life. Thank you for your grace upon me. Today, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I am born again.
In
Jesus' mighty name.
Like a father needs his children.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.